Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan, specifically the Menards Film Room with Pete Bursich, analyst for the Vikings Radio Network. We are going to take a look at some Tampa Bay Buccaneers film and see exactly what goes into 1-5. What does go into 1-5?
Well, you'll see some mistakes, but you're going to see some opportunities, I think, in what Tampa Bay is going to want to do, especially if they anticipate a lot of man coverage from us. And then we're going to see defensively, we're very familiar with the Leslie Frazier style of defense. Some things have changed, some things have stayed the same, so we could take a look.
Let's take a peek. Menards Film Room, Pete Bursich, here we go.
All right, Paul, we talked about bunch formations before, and this is an answer by offenses for a lot of man-to-man personnel. And what you're doing is you're collapsing the formation so you can spread everybody out later on. And what you're seeing, two receivers stacked, one on either side, and the quarterback's in a shotgun with the back. So you're seeing almost this entire offense between one hash mark and one of the numbers. So what they'll do is everybody starts in a certain spot, but nobody finishes where you want. Now, if you pause it right here,
yep,
you're seeing four wide receivers all kind of in the same area. So yep, for the defense, these guys have an umbrella going, and they just want to kind of pass this whole thing off. But if one guy, in this case, it's probably the safety right here, who doesn't get the pass off from the corner to follow the crossing route, it leaves a guy wide open.
Oh.
So as the ball is thrown, you can see now you have a guy in the flat, guy in the flat, guy deep to clear everything out, and then this is the alley that they're looking for. So,
yep,
again, with our offense, with a lot of the man-to-man that we've seen, don't be surprised if we actually start going to some of this. Don't be surprised if you see this out of Tampa Bay's offense as well. One of the things Everson Griffin talked about earlier this week when he was mentioning his three-sack performance was the help from the guys inside, the help from his teammates. And what we're going to see is we're going to concentrate on these two defensive linemen on the outside. And what you're going to see is really just a tech stunt, which means the tackle comes up. He steps up. As soon as he reads pass, he is going to work underneath. And what the problem is that these two have to handle these two,
yep,
and they can't always get that done. And this is something we've seen a lot out of Tampa Bay, is that their offensive line just struggles with the ability to pass off games. And again, this is it. Boom, you contact the guard, he stays in and penetrates, the end comes underneath.
Yep.
But what the problem is right here, this guard has his shoulders completely turned.
Jeez.
He's no longer square.
Yep.
He has no chance of rocking back and getting underneath, take care of the looper who comes in, bam.
Oof.
And this is a safety. This is a big play by the New Orleans Saints.
Yep.
But this offensive line, they haven't given up as many sacks over the last couple weeks as we have, but they still struggle.
With George Edwards earlier in the show, this being Everson Griffin, we saw basically the exact same play with Everson coming through and generating a sack. So maybe the Vikings can do something like this repeatedly against the Bucs.
Oh, they absolutely can. And we talk about a copycat league. When you see something like this on tape, man, it goes right up on the board right away, knowing, hey, this is the type of,
yeah,
of a play or run-underneath play that we can do against this offensive line. If they have problems passing off stunts over here, again, that's a fundamental problem right there. But if they're having problems passing off stunts, boy, there's all kinds of different things that you can do to take advantage of that.
Bam.
That's a huge, huge sack. That's the kind of thing that really makes quarterbacks really makes them think twice about getting in the pocket. All right, one of the things that we know about Leslie Frazier's defense is we're very familiar with having a corner in run support. In this case, it's Alteron Vernon, who's out here on the outside needing to set the edge. Defensive linemen, as always, are jetting upfield. But what I want everyone to pay attention to is this little bit of a cock nose by the nose tackle right here. Is the center's block on him and the,
yeah,
ability for the guard to get back up,
yeah,
and get to that second level. So as soon as the linebacker sees this, he's actually backdooring this offensive lineman and exchanging gaps with this guy, making him be the lineman that goes down parallel to the line of scrimmage and then makes the play. Now, when I see this, though, and I look at someone like Jerick McKinnon and how he ran last week,
yeah,
there is so much in the way of opportunity. If this guard can give him a little bit more of a punch, let that center reach him as the play goes off, you'll see, as long as this guy, if he gets slowed down, there is going to be opportunity right here because the fullback will kick him out, and then you're going to have some green right there. So this is the kind of play, this little pulling outside play, make these defensive linemen cover ground outside, and if our offensive linemen can get their games together, I think there's going to be some really good opportunities.
And he's getting held.
Yeah, he's getting, it's not really holding. They hold every play. We know that, Paul.
Right.
All right, the other thing on the outside, we talk about a corner and run support. Corners and run support, corners backing things up in the jam position, jam, route the receiver inside. And what he does, he does such a nice job of vision back to the quarterback right at this point.
Yep.
And right now what he's doing is he's robbing the bank. He sees that ball has left Breeze's hands. He is coming right to this point to try to get that ball and almost gets the interception.
Oh, yeah.